to understanding what Kingdom of Heaven family is hearing God's voice and obeying it. So you guys, I really believe that during prayer, we get impartation. We see and we hear God's instruction. So you guys, let's go after Him. I think the best heart posture is just to worship Him, give Him glory, and adore Him. I think everything out of that flows. Everything out of that flows. Holy Spirit, we invite your sweet presence in this place right now. We are hungry and we are thirsty to see what you're going to be doing tonight, God. We are your kids because we are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing that you instructed us to do, God. It is so beautiful to see your mercy every day, your grace. Jesus, thank you so much for taking care of us. Every little detail in our hearts, you see and you know, and you take care of us. I love you so much, and I just want to release your presence all over this room, God. The ones that need encouragement, the ones that need a breakthrough, I just ask that your spirit falls tonight, Lord. But most of all, I just want to see the works of your kingdom tonight. When your name is being glorified, when your name is being worshipped, things become activated. Things become activated, my King. I just ask right now for your sweet presence to take all of our hearts. Because the way we were designed, we were always designed to have full focus on you, Jesus. Our hearts were designed to have full focus on you and you alone, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence right now.
Thank you. the kingdom yours, is the power yours, is the glory forever, amen. For yours is the kingdom yours, is the power. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power.
Like you, Jesus, who is like you, my God? Jesus, there is nobody else like you, my God. There is nowhere else that we can search and find somebody like you, Jesus. We exalt 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 you, Jesus. There is no one like you, Jesus. There is no one like you, Jesus.
My God, I thank you,
you that you are here with us, Jesus. Thank you so much, my God, that you are with us, God. God, you told me that your name is Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you that you are God with us. You are God on the inside of us. I thank you, my God, that you chose that name. That name, Emmanuel, God with us. It is impossible. It is completely impossible for us to be alone. It is impossible for us to be left by you because you are with us. Emmanuel, it is your name. It's who you are. It's your nature. Emmanuel, it's your nature. It's who you are. It's who you are, God. We just honor, we honor, we honor your name. We honor your name, Jesus. Lift up your name, Jesus. Thank you.
upon the face of the Almighty One. We look at your face. Ooh. We look at your face, God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you have done for us, my God. Thank you so much for prepping this foundation on the house, in this house, what you're going to start building on right now, God. Thank you so much right now for such an amazing assignment that you are releasing, Lord. Thank you so much that this is the time and the season, my God, in this next generation for mothers and fathers to arise, my God, to bring healing into our society and our culture, God. Thank you so much, Jesus. You are always lacking harvesters when the harvest was always plentiful. Jesus, I just ask right now that you speak to hearts. Your family, as I said in the beginning, your family consists of people that hear your voice, hear your commandments, and they obey. They walk it out. They don't sit on their butts and do nothing. Oh, Holy Spirit, I just ask that you activate the hunger and the fire, God, in this generation and the young ones, God, to go after your name, not only in knowledge, but also in practical ways and stepping out and seeing what we saw in the book of Acts, my God. They saw signs, wonders, and miracles. They never gave in. No matter what the level of persecution was, they never gave in. All they did is regroup at a home and life group. They regrouped, they intercessed, they prayed together, and they went after your own name, God. They saw the whole Jerusalem literally was it belonged to you. The whole Jerusalem after Jesus left belonged to you. Jesus, I just ask right now that keep on moving and doing what you have started in this house, God, with this youth, God. I just ask that you keep on pouring out the courage inside of them, pouring out the hunger inside of them to pursue you, to chase you, God. I just ask that you open up the doors, God. We've been faithful with the little. I just ask that you open up the doors to more, Papa, and pour out these streets, Papa. In the King County, the streets are suffering, my God, because they don't have your children on them, my God. Sharing your word, releasing your power, declaring the name of Jesus Christ. God, without the purpose, without a mission and a purpose, this generation rots, God. I just ask that you release clarity into the house right now, into this house, houses around this place, my God. I just ask that the anointing of your spirit falls, God, like never before. I just ask that the lukewarm church, Papa, vanishes. It doesn't matter what it takes. If it takes persecution for that lukewarmness to go away, my King, I just say yes to you. We said yes to you no matter what it looks like. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Decree and declare your name right now. All over this atmosphere, my God. All over this generation, Jesus. We love your name. We are confident in your name. We know what your name means. We know what your name can do. We know that your name is upon our lives and who we are. Jesus, thank you so much for the confidence as your son and your daughter, God. Thank you so much that we know who we are, what we want, and where we are going. Jesus, thank you so much for the manifestation of your kingdom. My God, thank you so much for the manifestation in your kingdom. Thank you so much for the clarity, God, that you are releasing in our minds. So many people, they are so delusioned. Kingdom of heaven is simple. Kingdom of heaven has two commandments. Love your God, love your neighbor. Thank you so much, Jesus, for simplifying that process to us, God. So we can see you manifesting in our lives daily, God. We can see the works of your hands, God, that we are not blinded. The ones that are going, Papa, through dry seasons right now, I just ask that you bring some water into them right now, Papa. Let their souls right now drink and never thirst again. Let them drink and be awakened. Let them drink and be refreshed, my God, to keep on, to take another breath and keep on going, keep on loving on you, keep on pursuing you, God. Keep on stepping up the game. Jesus, Jesus, thank you so much for revealing your name and yourself. Thank you for bridging the gap from every generation, my God, that we can work together, Jesus, that our inheritance is not going to be stolen from us, but it's going to be multiplied, it's going to be walked out, and you're just going to be building on that. Jesus, thank you so much for adding, Papa, faithful stewards, God. Faithful ones, God, that will stand their ground, Papa. They will do what you command them to do. They will obey, and no matter what, they will be there. Loving on you, loving on their neighbor, my God. give you glory, Jesus. I give you glory, Jesus, for the favor that you pour out on our lives, for the protection, God, for your love, for the acceptance, God. The one that need repentance right now, my God, I just ask that your spirit of conviction falls on them. Bring true repentance in their hearts so they can be reconnected with you, Father. They can be completely reconnected and bonded with you once again, Jesus. Thank you so much that you have always been faithful. That we can transform into your image by being consistent and faithful to you. Thank you so much, Jesus, for breaking the lukewarm church, God, and that you are setting your church on fire just like you are. Your eyes are a blazing fire. And that's what she looks like, your beloved. She burns from the inside out. She burns on the outside. Jesus, thank you so much for birthing moms and pops. It is so beautiful to see the deliverance and healing that you're going to be bringing, my God, to this generation that the enemy has been working on so hard, trying to bring destruction. But a fatherly love, but a motherly love can break away and break off all the works of the enemy on the spot. Thank you so much for bringing clarity and maturity, God, to the ones that have the aching heart for this, Jesus. The ones that are hearing me right now and the ones that are responding in their heart. My King. My King. Enthrone yourself. Enthrone yourself in this place like never before. Holy Spirit, I just ask that the name of Jesus Christ be honored in this place. That the name of Jesus Christ be exalted in this place. Among every single generation here, God. That we know you, that we love you, that we spread your name. Kingdom of heaven is at hand. Thank you so much for releasing your angels on assignment here, God. So beautiful to see what God can do through one person, but that's not what you're doing in this season. You are raising up a whole body of people. You are raising up the ones that are gonna answer the door when you come and you knock at their hearts. Jesus, the ones that you have been knocking on, I just ask that the knock becomes even louder, that they respond and they open up the door to their hearts. Jesus, completely lay down their life on that altar and see what it looks like. They can see and taste and fall in love with you. An upside down kingdom. It looks so different than this world looks, and the kingdoms of this world. The ones that have ears to see, they see it, and ears, eyes to see, and ears to hear, they know it. Jesus, release this language, Papa, and activate the ones that have been hard, like just yearning for it. Let them understand the dreams that you give them. Let them understand the visions that you have been giving them. Let them understand the parable language that you speak of in the Bible. Your protection right now over every single leader in this house, my God, over our pastors, Jesus. I just ask that you give them courage. I just ask that you give them strength and wisdom. Protect every single leader, my God. Your grace is sufficient and it is good. You multiply them because they have been faithful to you and you alone, God. Into the pops right now that don't have enough energy, patience, they can't handle to see where their kids are at. I just ask that you give them wisdom right now. I just ask that you give them a loving heart. I just ask that you give grace right now for them to overcome and go through everything they need to go through, my God. But also I just ask for resources, my King, and release the right people into their kids' life that they can take 180 turn and they can go the other way, that they can meet your name, Jesus, they can fall in love with you, that you can become their reality, my King. I know they are aching, I know they are hurting. There is a better future for them, and I just ask that you come and you meet them where they are at. Thank you, Jesus, for a transparent heart. thank you so much for a transparent heart, because that's what your kingdom looks like. That we are not afraid to be ourselves. We are not afraid to step out and go after you. We are not afraid to let go of the past. We are not afraid to face every consequence. We are not afraid to follow your commandments. We are not afraid to live life to the fullest the way you have prepared for them. We are not afraid to release the full treasure that is inside of us and what you created us with, my King. Thank you so much for a transparent heart right now. Thank you so much for eternity being manifested and being very clear here right now. Be all the glory for the past, for the present, and for the future. Oh, it's all in your name, and it's all in your hand, and it's all in your perfect purpose that you have started. You are the beginning and you are the end, the Alpha and the Omega. It is such an honor to be your child. It is such an honor to carry your name. It is such an honor to be faithful, what you have trusted me to be with. Thank you so much for choosing me, my King. Being able to leave an imprint on this generation. And I know you're going to multiply. Everything that you have bestowed on my life, my King. Thank you so much that we are just at the beginning of stage when it comes to this house. That it is only the beginning, God. That gives us great hope, confidence, and faith. To see of the works that you're going to be doing through us, in us, and around us, Jesus. I just ask that the ones that have been faithful in this house, that you reward them, God. You're a God that rewards. Nothing else for tomorrow by you. We want nothing else for tomorrow by your presence, but your sweet presence that satisfies the most deepest longing in our hearts and our lives. confident that our lives are fruitful because you are in our life. Of your kingdom on this earth, that we prosper, that we are protected, that we have clarity for every day, that we are satisfied, that we are consistent, we are stable in who we are as people, we are mature. Name Jesus Christ, I just lift up your name again and again. It is so worthy. You are so worthy. You are worthy. My King, I just ask for this shift in their minds to take place right now. If they think you are a sacrifice, you are a passion. You are a passion. When you fall in love, there's hard passion. There's this burning fat passion that takes place. My God, I just ask that the ones that are struggling right now to feel in you, I just ask that they get a breakthrough, Bob. That their heart starts feeling the passion and they yearning to come into your presence, to be with you, to lay down their time, my God, and just to spend time with you. Holy Spirit, flow, flow in this place, flow with your kingdom revelation, flow with the revelation of the Father, flow with the revelation of where they are going and who they are right now, my God. Awaken, awaken them sleepers, Jesus. Authority and you are in our life, that our lives represent that authority, Jesus. Thank you above all that you have been protecting our hearts and our lives, that you have been keeping us safe from the deceptions of this world, from the perverted age that we live in, my God. So much that in your name we can be pure, we can be righteous, we can be completely free, and we can enjoy every single minute of our life satisfied in the mornings and satisfied in the nighttime evenings. Individual here, wisdom, you have came into my room many years ago and I met you face to face. After that, my life was never the same. I started seeing your patterns, I started seeing your ways, I started seeing your blessing, I started seeing the transformation of my mind taking place. I started seeing kingdom of heaven and Jesus in a completely different way. I just ask my God that they they seek you, that they answer. Your word says that you walk and you shout, you invite them to come and feast with you. I just ask, my King, that this invitation becomes real to them and they accept it. It is so good to have you in our lives. I just want to release your presence, wisdom over them, that they meet you, that they know you, that they follow you, that they listen to your commandments, and that they understand your ways. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your sweet, sweet presence. Without you, it's impossible. Without you, it's impossible. It's impossible to see Jesus, to glorify Him, to bring down the kingdom of heaven on this earth. It is impossible. Your task is so great and it is so beautiful. Jesus, for our youth. I am so proud of them as a dad and as a leader. Thank you so much that they have been trying and they have been growing and maturing in you. Multiply everything that you have been giving them so far. Multiply them. Multiply the hunger, the courage, the strength. Multiply, my God. And accelerate the time of their growth. Accelerate the time in them getting to know you. Encounter with you, they are completely wrecked and sold out. One encounter, they are completely transformed. One contact with your name and your presence, they are never the same. Jesus, that's who I believe in, that's who I live in. Jesus, and I know how beautiful and good you are. Teach them, Papa. Teach them so they can be example to this world. They can be an example, Papa, to the places that they are in. That they, by being the salt, they can bring your presence and bring testimonies, bring, Papa, the revelation of your name to others that never encountered you. Jesus, Jesus, thank you so much for being faithful, my God, for being faithful to me. Running and then leading, my God, what you are preparing for these kids, where you are taking them, God. Oh, thank you so much that the moms with the younger generation, they don't have to worry because tomorrow there's somebody going to be by their side taking care of them. There's tomorrow going to be somebody with their life completely laid down. Jesus, for the father's heart, Papa, that you are awakening the 19-year-olds. You are awakening the mother's heart and the 15-year-olds, my God. They're not physical parents, my God, but spiritually they can bring a breakthrough. They can bring healing. They can bring a different reality, my God. They can bring the truth, they can bring purity, they can bring righteousness, they can bring your presence, God, because they know you, they carry your DNA, they carry your love, they are completely, Papa, completely yours, inside out, they are real. Jesus, I just covered this generation and our youth with your blood, Jesus. What the price that was paid for them, I just covered them right now, my God. I just cover each and every one of their hearts, Jesus. I just ask, Papa, that the time and where they are at now, my God, that it is not stolen from them, God. His mission is to steal, come, and destroy. Steal and destroy every single thing in their lives. My God, I just ask that that be cut off right now. For the youth, Papa, that are struggling in this house. They are struggling with different addictions. I just ask, my King, that you completely just cut off. Cut off these addictions, my God, and just bring freedom into them. Bring freedom, my God, into their hearts and into their lives. Decree and declare freedom, Jesus. Oh, la mama makaski kanaria tondra la mama kaskera. Oh, la masia tandara la koshke patandara la kaske. That we can see your flames burning. Addictive. Your presence is so addictive. Stop, but amen. So good. You guys, give God glory. Come on.